on the air.
You're on the air.
Whoa. Am I on the air?
On the air.
What's going down?
Very exciting. Big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
You're not really listening to me, are you?
I feel great, man. I feel great.
Moron, you're on the air.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Well, I fell off the wagon this weekend. I picked up. Started drinking. I had about 7 or so days under my belt. And then, I don't know, obsessing about this. And I just picked up and one wasn't enough, so I had a second, and then a third, and then a ninth, and God, you have no idea how difficult it is getting off of coffee and caffeine. You have no idea. I went 7 days, no coffee, no caffeine. I was fine after the headache started to subside. And then this weekend, and it was the flavored coffee. They always get me. The flavored coffees always get me. So I'm going to start again. Maybe after the first of the year, I'll do a New Year's resolution or something. And how's your morning going for you? Dimitri, live and dangerously local. I have some incredible guests for you today. Later on this morning, Lauren Burrell, she is with ODOT District 11, one of the finest districts that ODOT has, as a matter of fact, giving us an update about this Blaine Memorial Bridge thing. Hold on, Johnny O has just walked into the studio, and he is... Thank you.
You're always welcome.
It says the mic's supposed to be up here. That's what I did. I potted it all the way up.
Complaining all weekend about your other people and you being, because you got this real feminine voice. You don't.
I do not have a feminine voice.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't project your voice.
I project just fine here. Project this. Hold on. We have some internal issues here. Thank you, Johnny. I'm Johnny O. I'm on WAP. I'm the big star here. I get a free car from. Wee-ha! Not that I'm bitter. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes, how's your morning going for you? Anyway, so Lauren Burrell, she's going to be talking about the Blaine Hill Bridge fiasco, reconstruction, renovation, historical preservation. What the hell going on with that thing? And it's going to take forever for them to fix it. That's later on this morning. But the only good news is Ohio State crushed Indiana. Holy cow, what a beatdown that was. We'll talk with her about that as well. But in this first hour... Derek Evans is my very special guest. He is on our guest line. He is he's a terrific guy. In fact, he's my favorite January 6th political prisoner. I say that without any hesitation whatsoever. He's the only political prisoner I actually know who will talk with me. Many of them will not talk with me. He will. So, Derek Evans, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Dimitri. Thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
Great. So, let me ask you... I'm getting some background noise of some sort. Are you hearing anything on your end? Sounds like chickens clucking.
No, I'm hearing you on my end.
All right, fine. Well, maybe it's our state-of-the-art podcaster board here. In any event, first, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Tell me, what exactly, give us a little background first on you, Derek. You were a West Virginia delegate in the House of Delegates. Then you were very upset, as we all were, regarding the stolen election, presidential election in 2020. You went to D.C., and that's when your life was turned upside down. Give us a little background here before we get to your rhino hunting, going after West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capital.
I love that. Yeah, man, I was elected to. So I'm a school teacher before that, got into real estate, quit teaching because I saw the writing on the wall of how just liberal and everything was going in that regard, and focused on real estate investing. And then I ran for the West Virginia House of Delegates, became the first Republican to win my district in over 98 years. I won a landslide victory. And then, as you said, I went to the Capitol on January 6th. I'm the only elected Republican legislator in the entire country who had the courage to go stand with the American people that day. And deep state tried to make me pay for that. They came to my home, ripped me away from my wife and my four children, and threw me in prison, and actually ended up eventually throwing me in solitary confinement because I refused the COVID vaccine while they were holding me hostage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now I'm out, and came out and decided to continue speaking out and speaking out against the tyranny that we find ourselves living under today.
How long were you in a federal gulag?
Dude, I am so lucky compared to so many others. So I had an 18-month legal battle, which they their main goal throughout that whole thing is to try to bankrupt you. That's their main goal. And then I ended up serving 3 months in federal prison, and I did it was either 8 or 9 days. I don't remember. I think it was 9 days total, 8 nights, 9 days of solitary confinement because I refused the COVID vaccine when they took me there.
Unbelievable. And what a nightmare this is. So what exactly did you do when you were protesting the stolen election there 2020? Did you end up shooting and killing Ashley Babbitt, or what exactly did you do?
Exactly. It was crazy, man. I had the audacity, and this is in my charging document, so people can look it up. I'm not making this up. One of the things that they put in my charging documents is that I stood on the Capitol steps and chanted along with, you know, thousands of others and chanted, "We want Trump." And that's the fascinating thing about January 6th is when you really look at the overwhelming majority of the people who were arrested and got wrapped up in all of this, it's not things that we did that day. It was our presence at the Capitol accompanied with things that we said that day. The vast majority of us are charged with things we said on January 6th or leading up to January 6th on social media and such. The vast majority were not charged for anything that they actually did while we were there. They were mad at things that we said while we were there, which is unbelievable that they, you know, did this to American people.
Well, no question. So how many feds do you think were undercover there with the January 6th protesters?
Well, we know, I mean, we've proven that there were, according to documents, and Congressman Clay Higgins has spoke about this in some committee hearings on this issue, that there were hundreds of either direct federal agents or people who were there on behalf of the feds as paid agitators and provocateurs of some sort. The exact number we don't know, but we do know that, you know, thanks to Clay Higgins and some others, that there were hundreds of federal agents in the crowd working to, make the crowd more agitated and to do it. Now, we don't know exactly what they did, you know, that day. We don't know that. But this is the exact reason we need to have a proper investigation into January 6th. To try to prevent something like this from ever happening again.
No question. Clay Higgins is a Republican congressman from Louisiana, I believe, and I believe he's a former cop or something. Is that right?
I'm not for sure of his exact background, but yes, he is a congressman from Louisiana. And like I said, he's done a pretty good job on this stuff and uncovering a lot of this. And there's videos of him out there in congressional hearings grilling some of the Fed people about this and confirming, you know, that there were hundreds of federal agents in the crowd that day. And we need a proper investigation into all of this.
Have you ever seen FBI Director Christopher Wray not doing that smarmy smile of his?
Well, he better wipe that little grin off his face, because if it was up, I mean, hopefully Trump will do it, but if it was up to me, not only would he be fired, we would have completely abolished the FBI and be done with it, because it's unconstitutional anyways.
Yeah, no question. Dr. Ron Paul has made that argument a number of times, and boy, Dr. Ron Paul has been right about damn near everything. He's right up there with me when it comes to predictions. He's been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So let's go back to the court case before we get to you hunting the wrinkled rhino, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. I know, Shelley Moore of Capitol. So who was your judge? Because these judges in D.C. are some of the most god-awful, wretched human beings in the history of human beings.
My judge was Royce Lambert. He is the same judge that right before me, Maggie Granny, as she became known as, had was praying at the Capitol, and had just, she was 70 something years old, was going through chemo for breast cancer, and he still sentenced her to 60 days in federal prison for misdemeanor trespassing charges. So that was my judge. And these judges,
he's one of the worst. He's actually one of the worst. I think he's an Obama judge, right?
Actually, I don't remember specifically to know all of this. The thing is that I'm frustrated about, though, in terms of these judges, is why have our Republicans in the House, even though it wouldn't have passed the Senate, but why did they not start impeaching these judges when they took control 2 years ago? This would have at least slowed down this thing a lot. And even if it didn't pass the Senate, it would have at least tarnished these people's record to prevent them from ever sitting on the Supreme Court. Could you imagine some of these radical judges who have came after Trump supporters ever having the ability to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court? What a scary situation we would find ourselves in.
I don't understand why they still have their law licenses, let alone why they're still on the bench. I mean, it's remarkable. That Chutkan woman, that Jamaican-born woman, is terrible. Marchand, even though he's not D.C. judge out of New York, he's from Guatemala or something like that. It is amazing how much they hate anyone connected with Trump, and they want to destroy. They just, honest to God, want to destroy lives. They want to bankrupt people. They want to ruin their careers. I've never seen such evil conducted by so many people in a position of authority in this country. I've never seen anything like this.
It was so mind-blowing to me, Dimitri, that. And people are going to think I'm crazy, because especially now that we know what we know now, looking back on things. But when they first arrested me, I mean, I was nervous and everything, obviously, but I had so much faith in the system that I really did, that I thought when they look at the evidence, they've got me confused. They think that I was somebody else, or I was with another group or something. Like, when they look at the evidence, because I live streamed the whole thing, I was like, thankfully, I've got everything on video. I don't have anything to worry about. They're going to look at all this and they're going to throw it out. It's not going to be a big deal. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And then the more we got, entangled in this web, and the more, these judges, I was like, my goodness, this is the most corrupt thing I've ever seen. Yes. It was very shocking, because even though, I thought that I, was awake and, considered a conspiracy theorist and all this, like, I still had faith in our justice system. I wouldn't believe what I tell people when my story, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I wouldn't believe me if I was them. But, this is 2 or 3 years ago, because it sounds so crazy.
I hear you,
now,
Derek.
I come out and people know the truth now, thankfully.
Indeed. And you're going to learn more about our special guest, live exclusive interview with Derek Evans, my favorite January 6th political prisoner, former West Virginia delegate, who's going to be running against the wrinkled rhino, West Virginia, Shelley Moore Capito.